looking inside, looking, maybe expecting to find Jesus, but the tomb is empty. He is risen. So let's look at it and let's read it together on this Easter day, Luke's account of the resurrection. Are you ready? On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. Brilliant. Graham, would you do the thing, please? As many of you know, obviously I'm a great art lover. Yeah, sorry, I shouldn't really say that. Shouldn't lie really from the pulpit, should I really? But I do want to talk about a picture today, a picture that you can find in the Louvre Art Gallery. And here is the picture. I don't know who's seen this picture before. I don't know if you've seen it in the art gallery before. Maybe you have, or maybe you've seen it from somewhere else. This picture is by a guy called Moritz Retz. Yeah. And it was painted in 1799. And the name of the picture is Checkmate. On one side of the picture, person in red is meant to represent the devil. On the other side, we can see there is a man looking rather defeated. Now, true story, one day there was a group of people on a tour of the Louvre Art Gallery. They came to this painting, and the tour guide explained how it represented someone who basically had lost to the devil. The tour continued. But one man did not continue on the tour. When the tour guide realized that there was one of his party was not with them, he retraced back and he found the guy who was missing still staring at this painting. The guy who was staring at the painting explained to the tour guide that actually he was a world chess champion. And he'd been observing the picture more closely. Then he said to the tour guide, "I have noticed something. They are going to have to change the painting, or they're going to have to change the name of the painting. See, I've been looking at the devil, laughing, as if he has got the victory, as if it's checkmate. But I see," the guy said, "what a chess world champion sees." And he says, "I can see that the king still has one more move." You know, Good Friday, as Jesus hung on the cross, for some, it might have looked like checkmate. It might have looked like game over, defeat. But Easter Sunday was the King of Kings one more move. And it was the move to victory. We sing, don't we, in Raise a Hallelujah, death is defeated, the King is alive. We sang earlier on, thine be the glory, risen conquering Son, endless is the victory thou over death has won. We sing in the song, My Jesus, he makes a way there where there is no way. He rises up from an empty grave. We sang in our first song, Living Hope, these words. Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your very body began to breathe out of the silence, a roaring lion declaring the grave has no claim on me. Jesus, yours is the victory. Really simple, what I want to say to you today really is this. We might sometimes feel in checkmate. We might sometimes feel defeated. We might feel like it's game over in some ways in life. Our opponent, we might feel, is the world around us. It might feel like the flesh of our own. Our opponent might be the devil. But however we're feeling, whatever position we are in, whatever the opponent that we might face, let this Easter day remind you of this. Let this Easter day remind you that the King still has, the King always has, one more move. You know, we've had a table by our prayer box over there. And for quite a while, we've had these little cards that we've been giving out called Explore. And on each card, there's a different, partly difficulty of life in some ways. And we've been giving them out to people. I know Lee's been giving them out a lot, particularly at the Lighthouse and in different places. And we give them out because of this. Because this card says, if you're worried about something, and people are, but I want to say to people, if they're worried about something, the King still has one more move. For some people, they're feeling alone. That's what the card says. But you know what? The King still has one more move. People are wanting guidance. They're not sure what to do. They're wandering around a bit lost. But the King still has one more move. For some, they're grieving life, grieving loved ones, and it's a real thing. But if for the grieving, I would say to them, the King still has one more move. There are many people in this world feeling hurt. Hurt by life, hurt by other people around them, hurt by circumstances. But I want to say to those people, you know, because of Easter Day, the King has one more move. Some are struggling with change, wondering what's going on around them. Some are wanting forgiveness because they know they've messed up. They know they're in shame. They're living with guilt. But Easter Sunday reminds us that the King still has one more move. Some are feeling sad and anxious. Some are wondering whether they would be accepted. Some are looking for peace. Some are looking for God himself. You know, whatever the world is out there, whatever's going on, however they're feeling, whatever their opponent, I want to remind them that because of this day, the King of Kings still has, always has, one more move. You might be feeling trapped. You might be feeling crushed. You might be feeling like there's no purpose. You might be feeling empty. You might be feeling joyless and hopeless. But on this Easter day, that's why we're here, to remember that however we're feeling, wherever the world is facing, chucking at us, the King of Kings still has one more move. We can look at things differently. We're not world chess champions. My experience with chess is not a particularly good one. And I have a memory which haunts me for life when I was in primary school. The devil thinks he's won, doesn't he? I've got him. And you wonder, when Jesus hung on the cross on that Good Friday, the devil thought, I've got him. Checkmate. Defeated. But you know what? We can look at it differently now. We can look back, not on just the cross that Jesus died on, but we can look back now on the empty on the empty tomb. We can see it as Christians. And we know, don't we, that the King of Kings still had one more move. He conquered sin, and he conquered death, and he rose victorious. I pray that those words would ring out to you, not just on this day, but as you walk from this place and you go back into the world and the opponents that you will face and the pressures that you'll face and the struggles that you'll face. And I pray that you'll just remember this picture and you'll remember that very simple saying. The King always has one more move for your life. We're going to sing the words in a minute of our next song, and it'll remind us, because he lives, we can face tomorrow. But not just face it, not just survive it, but my prayer is to thrive and to overcome and to know victory and to taste life in all its fullness. And I believe we can know that because the King still has. The King always has. One more move. That's what today reminds us about. That's what we need to grab hold of. That's what we need to live with. Yeah? We're going to do that? Amen? Let me pray. Dear God, we are so thankful that you went to the cross and died in our place, but that was not the end. That was not defeat. That was not checkmate. Because we stand here now looking back, not just on a cross, but we look back on an empty tomb. Because we know that even on the cross, you still had one more move. And that move took you to victory over sin, over death. You rose victorious. You are alive today. And I believe whatever we're facing, whatever the world opponent may be towards us, whether it's the world, whether it's the flesh, whether it's the devil himself, Lord, we stand in victory today. Because you've always got one more move. You're always ahead of the game. Always victory is in you. Lord, we claim it today. We celebrate it today. And we live in it today. From this place. Because you live, Jesus, we can face tomorrow, whatever tomorrow brings. Because we face it with the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the conqueror of sin, the conqueror of death, the one victorious. We live it with him. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Let's stand and sing.